Hello, fellow lupus spirits, and welcome to Lupus Life. I'm Corey Hollingsworth, and I'm a spiritual advisor and meditation facilitator who lives with and manages systemic lupus erythematosus, also known as lupus. The purpose of Lupus Life podcast is to offer firsthand, easy, and simple ways to manage the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects of lupus. Today's topic is little things that make you happy. This topic is part of the emotional aspects of lupus, and I tend to use this exercise when I'm not in a space of gratitude necessarily, but I need to remember the little things in life and the little things that make me happy, especially when I'm not feeling overly happy. So I'm just going to share a couple of things in my life that make me feel happy. And I'm going to encourage you to make a list of five little things that make you happy. And I'm going to make that distinction here in a moment between little things and big things. So I would consider something like traveling something that makes me happy, but it's not a little thing. It's a big thing. It requires planning. It requires finances. It requires packing and getting onto airplanes or cars or transportation. Just, it's not a little thing. For me, traveling is something that makes me happy, but it's not a little thing. It's a big thing. So I am not trying to limit the list, but when I think about this exercise, I think about little things that make me happy. And I try to be aware of when I'm doing these things or when these things are happening in my life. And I try to practice at least two or three things out of my list of five during the course of about a week. So I'm going to give some examples of little things in my life that make me happy. The first one is flowers. I really like flowers. And last week, I was in the store and I saw flowers and I went, I'm going to buy some flowers. I did. I spent $4 on flowers because I just felt like they were something that was little that was making me happy. And so with flowers, they can be something you grow. You can walk around your neighborhood and find out if people in your neighborhood have flowers that you're not familiar with. I honestly can't name very many flowers. To me, they're pink flower, yellow flower, orange flower, red flower, whatever. I'm not very good at identifying flowers, but I do like them a lot. And so they're one of the little things in my life that I try to include every once in a while just to have that feeling of happiness that they bring to me. Something else that I did during the week was I read a book outside. Now, I love reading. I guess that I would be someone who has more books than I do shoes or any other object that is in my life. I own a lot of books. I read a lot of books and they make me feel very happy. And when I have the opportunity to read a book outside because the weather's good enough, it's a little thing that makes me happy. And so not a big thing. The only time reading is a big thing for me is if I find too many books to read and I don't have the time or I don't have the finances to subsidize this little bit of an addiction that I have. But reading a book outside is something that makes me feel happy. Reading in general, but reading outside especially. Something else that makes me feel happy, and I'm only doing these examples as ways to help you brainstorm little things that make you happy. I have many little things in my life that make me happy. I'm choosing five just because that's manageable. Something else that makes me happy are thrift stores. I really like thrift stores. I have very good experiences in thrift stores throughout my life. I also like yard sales, garage sales, estate sales. And the cool thing about thrift stores is you don't have to buy anything. You can just go through the thrift store and sometimes you'll find a little treasure. You'll find something really cool. And that's the experience that makes me feel happy. It's a little thing. just these little things that I've purchased over the years. I think the most recent thing I purchased at a thrift store was a little tiny coin purse. And it was like $2. And I thought, wow, this is so cool. It just made me feel happy. So that experience of being a thrift store makes me feel happy. But then if I find some little treasure that is, you know, new to me, that makes me feel happy. Something that is really huge in the grand scheme of the world and in my existence, but really small in terms of how it is displayed, is communicating with my kid. So my kid's an adult, he's off on his own, doing his own thing, and all he has to do is send a text to me, and it's like my whole world just becomes happy. And not that my emotions are based on the fact that my child communicates with me, but it's more about that connection, that little connection, a text or a sending a video or a song or something is really something that makes me feel extremely happy. And it's just little. It's not like it doesn't require that much effort. It doesn't require any money. It's just the simplicity of a message. And then if I'm really lucky, I get to talk to him on the phone. And then that is an even bigger happiness because I get to have more time. And even bigger than that, if he visits, that's huge. That's like the whole world has changed. But going back to that little thing that makes me happy is just texting or talking with my kid. It's just, it doesn't require that much from me other than just, hey, this is my kid. I love him. We're going to have a conversation or we're going to text back and forth for a little while. And then the fifth thing that's a little thing, but also a big thing in the grand scheme of things, is laughing with my friends or family. And laughter is a huge part of my existence. I love to laugh. I'm someone who appreciates when other people think that what I'm saying is funny, and even if I'm not trying to be funny. So laughing with friends and family doesn't cost anything. Just find something to talk about that makes you laugh. And it's on the, either on the phone or in person or however, you know, funny meme or text or just, you know, phone call. Laughter is a huge part of one of the little things that makes me feel happy. So here's the exercise. I am encouraging you to make a list of five little things. And remember, little things are things that can happen in the moment. Right now, you can do, or you can do within a couple of minutes. For me, they're things that don't generally cost any money or very little money. It's just kind of one of these endorphin, dopamine highs that you can get just from little things in your life. And it's a little bit of an extension on the podcast episode that I have about gratitude and just being grateful for the things that you have and not focusing on the things that you don't. And so this is just a little exercise to get you thinking about and feeling happiness in your world, because everyone needs happiness. And when we live with something like lupus, it's not always a happy experience. But if we can find those little things in our lives that bring us joy and bring us happiness, those are golden. So I hope this exercise is something that you practice. And I would encourage you that when you find those five or more little things in your list, I would encourage you to try to accomplish one or two of those things during the next week, just to kind of get your brain flowing into that happiness and gratitude space. I hope this helps you. I know it helps me a lot. And this podcast is all about things that help me. And I try to share them with you so that you are able to physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually manage lupus. Thank you for joining me today. As a reminder, I have two books on Amazon. The first one is Little Lupus Spirit Book. And the second one is Reconnecting with Your True Self. I can be reached on my website, coreyhollingsworth.wixsite.com. The link for that is in the description for this episode. I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Please feel free to follow and share Lupus Life podcast and send a friend request to Lupus Life podcast on Facebook. Have a beautiful day. and have a beautiful week.